Yeah, hi, everybody. Tonight is our Saturday show, Creation Lightship Healing, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. The date today is September 17, 2016. So let's clear the date for everybody. And here we go. Let's see if the energy changes as we do this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do it again. I'm yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring up the light beams that you may have up to bring you peace energy. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's look at an issue that you may have, a situation. This would be typically a timeline experience, a program that you're running. Remember, in true light, you don't have this stuff, but here it exists. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll clear away some aliens that could be trapped here, enslaved aliens. So I'll count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man, they're coming in. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So the last couple of nights have been kind of strange. Last night, my time, Pacific time, at around 4 a.m., I woke up, and everything felt goofy. So the earth was kind of like being sucked into like a vacuum cleaner hose. And they also somehow did something with the water energy, like the ocean energy was like turned upside down. So if you felt strange this morning, or maybe when you woke up, it got corrected. I finished that within maybe a couple of hours, I think. So, you know, if you're back east, that would have been 7 o'clock when I started. And so I probably got down about maybe nine or 10 your time back east. Very strange energies. So I'll just, I guess, turn it over to you, Ann. We can see if we have any comments, if anybody's felt funky or out of sort or something. So back to you.
Okay. Hi, and welcome, everyone. You're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. It's my favorite of all of our shows because it's Saturday night, which means it's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So everyone can prepare to request a physical healing for when Ron bilocates us to be with the beautiful light beings who will work on a physical issue for us. Also, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Ron enjoys hearing about testimonials, or he just also asked if anyone's been feeling funky or wonky. I was several times during the week. So I don't know if hopefully that I did feel really good today. So I think I was affected by your straightening things out earlier today, Ron. So we thank you for that. And I think everyone really appreciates an update on what's happening to our planet, to us and our planet. So thank you for that. And, you know, possibly related to what you're just saying, somebody wrote in, "It feels to me like depression has reached a new level of intensity on the planet. Could this be true?"
Well, it all depends. Yeah, I'd say that could be correct. It depends how the energy is affecting you. Remember, depression is, you know, the underlying current through everything that happens to you. So if something happens to you times and you may become depressed, because of that situation, maybe 100 times you won't be depressed. It may just be something's happening. So I would say, yeah, depression is what they're trying to get you into. And when you get depressed, then you start shutting down. And then they can control you more mentally. So that's sort of what I perceive happening. So depression could be another way of looking at it. It just depends what energetic body, too, they're attacking you with. But, you know, the common denominator on everything that they do to you would be depression at the very end of it. So back to you.
And last night's show, which was actually an archive, you talked about or gave us the option to put depression in on all of our whole life clearings. And so that's really helpful, Ron. So, for instance, if you're doing the emotional or you have done it and you have it as unlimited, then you can do it again and after your name write remove depression or just depression, I guess, is probably enough. So thank you for that, Ron. So a couple of people I remember wrote in said that's really making a difference for them. Did I say you can request, I don't know if I said this already, but you can request rooms you'd like to visit on the light ship tonight. We already have one request. So it's something in nature that is interesting to you or you'd like to experience. And what you experience is actually the real source energy of whatever item of nature or, you know, animals, whatever, on the light ship. So I also want to remind everybody that tomorrow we have an eight-hour call, healing call, where you spend the whole 8 hours on Creation Lightship. There's more information about that on Ron's website, so you can check that out, creationlightship.com. Okay, someone wrote in, feeling strange. For the past week or two, I have felt so tired and somewhat weak. No matter how much sleep I got, the feeling would not go away. Feeling a little better today.
Great.
Do you think that was connected to...
Yeah. I think the last week they've been doing a lot, unfortunately. So, yeah, it hasn't been easy evening sleepings and stuff, you know.
Right. So, thank you for removing the aliens, Ron, at the beginning of the show. I really appreciate that. It seemed like there were a lot tonight. Some nights it's not so many, and tonight it felt like there were a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot tonight, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for doing that. You have been asking for people to write in if they listen to an archive that they want to share, and somebody listened to the veteran healings that you did, Ron, and they sent in those dates in case somebody would like to also listen to them. And it's three shows. I remember this. You spent all three of those shows doing really wonderful healings for the veterans and their families. So that's October 23rd. October 30th and November 11th. That's all 2015. So if somebody wants to check that out, I'll just say that again. October 23rd and 30th and November 11th of 2015. So that was just last year. And thank you, listener, for sending that in. A question about a healing. You have one of my favorites is the space clearing, where you can clear your home, you can clear your office, your car, a place you might be going a certain day. So this person is asking, do you put your name in the top or your address?
For space clearing, yeah, it'll be your name and the space that you want to have cleared. You know, because you're... You know, you may want to clear your office space before you get there. So you do want to do that, you know, have maybe the location. So I guess the address would be good. But mainly you want to zero into where you are. So my office you could put down at so-and-so address or something like that. The space clearing is typically designed to maybe clear one room. You know, it could clear your house, but using the word space, the space that you're in, and since your house has rooms, it'll be the space where you are in that room. Remember, it relates to you, not necessarily to clearing out everything in your house. So it keeps where you are and the space that you're in, you know, sacred, we'll say. Okay? So, you know, like if you have, you know, an office, you know, that's 5,000 square feet, a big office, and you want to clear that area, well, you want to concentrate where you are going to be more effective. So back to you.
So when you're doing your own home, you might want to move your computer into each room that you're clearing. Is that what you're suggesting, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, I have found, I don't mean to contradict what you're saying. I just wanted to add something because I have found that, for instance, one of the choices on there, I believe, are his closets. And so, you know, I do feel that it clears out a space. And I've even done spaces that I'm going to go to, you know, and I'm not there yet. So I think it works both ways. Are you saying it's more effective, though, if you're in the room that you're clearing?
Yeah, because otherwise, it's not more effective when you're in the room, but it will follow you to that location. So if you want to make a place, a location, you know, feel better for you, then you can clear the space before you get there. But it will work through you and your spirit, too, so you may want to also do it when you're there. But, you know,
okay.
If you can't do that, it will be cleared off for that time, but I can't guarantee that it's going to stay, you know, cleared. Let's just say that you're driving and you're going to be in a location in 2 hours and you cleared it before you left. You know, there's no guarantee that it'll be clear in 2 hours. It'll be cleared when you're doing the clearing. So it's, you know, it's best to, you know, if you're going there, you know, say in a half an hour or something, you could do that. It could be fine. So,
okay.
You know, because it relates to you.
Okay. So, Ron, we had a request that really for yesterday because of the numbers that yesterday's date made up, because it was double 16s, 91616. So could you clear that for us?
Sure. So here we go. Releasing the energy from yesterday, which was 9/16/2016. 1, 2, so it's a bunch of, you know, sixes and nines and threes, we'll say, making, you know, those numbers, but anyway, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There, that feels pretty good to me. Okay, back to you.
Thank you. Okay, someone is asking for clarification about the extra healings we can now do with our whole life unlimited clearing. So I already said that you said we can put the word depression after our name and run it again. And you've also said to also clear vortexes and shackles. So now this person is asking, did you also say we could enter energetic cording and entities after our name? And I don't believe you did say that.
No.
But
No, I don't have a shackle clearing, and the vortex you can do good, but the clearing that we have on the website already, you typically cannot put there because you want to do a whole lifetime clearing.
Right.
Okay, so that's sort of the reason. There's a depression clearing, you know, which is whole lifetime, which you may want to do if you feel depressed, but, you know, if you're having situations, maybe with depression, you could put it in there. But, you know, you first want to do your whole lifetime clearing because that's the foundation of depression is why you have that. typically. So you want to nip in the bud first and then see what happens. So, you know, the vortex one is good because you could have a vortex there. You could have depression on that, you know, but typically, you know, first do the whole lifetime clearings to get it out of you. Remember, otherwise you're going to recycle and recycle. That's like when you do timeline crashes and you're dealing with an incident and a situation. If it's, you know, an emotional situation, then by all means go into the, you know, emotional unlimited clearing. Naturally, you already have the original one, which is the whole life, and then go in and enter it in there because you're being connected on timelines because of your emotions. You want to clear that incident out. So the incident is first cleared, and then do the timeline crashes. The timeline crash is only a Band-Aid. You want to get it out of your system, released from you, so they don't keep copy and pasting the same situation on you. So back to you.
Okay, so just so it's clear to this person and everyone, energetic cording and entities are their own whole life clearings, and they really need... then, you know, they are, they're a separate healing, and they really need to be done separately. Okay. Another show recommendation from a listener. February 14th, 2007. A great old show from a new, fresh Ron. You might like to remind people as Ron, Ron asked for show recommendations. Thank you. Apparently on that show you did some entity removals, Ron. I found it very powerful. And you had people's spirits retrieving fragments of itself. And it was very amazing. And, okay, so this person, and I think we got another person writing in about this too, Ron. You mentioned on a show that it's a good idea to have a computer that you do your work on or whatever, and another one for healing. So some people are in a bit of a panic hearing that. They're concerned that some healings they did on a computer that they do other things on perhaps didn't work in the past, and I don't believe that's the case, but can you just confirm that, Ron?
Okay, so what's the exact question?
Well, if you've been doing healings on a computer because you only have one and you also do other work on it, does that mean your healings didn't work?
No, they're still working.
Right.
And they have worked. Just that, well, if you don't have the light beam up, it probably will not work, number one, okay? So I think the conversation we had is that if you're at work and you are, you know, doing a clearing and you put the light beam up, but then you have to put the light beam down, you know, because there's a situation where people will see you, then the problem would be that you would need to keep the light beam up. That's why I mentioned about having separate computers.
Right.
So is that helpful?
Yes. I just don't, you know, like to think that people are concerned now that, you know, the healings and things that they've done in the past didn't work somehow. I don't think you need to worry about that.
No. They're going to work.
Right.
It's just that, you know, it's always best to have another computer with you doing the clearings. And having that light beam up, you know.
Right.
So, you know, I'm talking about if you're at work and you're doing stuff, then, you know, as the people around, you're going to want to see the light beam up on your screen with a counter on it, okay? And your boss might say, what are you doing here? Is this a game or something or whatever? And, you know, then you got to describe and explain what you're doing. And, you know, you don't want to lose your job because you're doing a clearing. That's why you mentioned about having a separate computer.
Right.
And it is best to have a computer, in a sense, dedicated to your clearings. That way you can have a light beam or two up and maybe have four of them up. So that's what we're talking about. So back to you.
Okay, thank you. And this is a really good, important question. Someone's asking about the New Earth Transport, which is a clearing you want to put in all your clearings, not even the whole life ones. And so they're asking, after they've done it once and then they put in incidents, should they also put that into the New Earth Transport? And the answer is yes to that. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
No, that's saving your body energy. When you do a clearing, you get more of your spirit back. So you get rid of darkness, which is what the clearings are doing for you. And then you're getting more spirit energy with you. So you want to claim that spirit energy. That's why you use the new Earth Transport clearing. So it's like your safety deposit box. So, and you're like duplicated there.
Right.
So that's the reason why we have that.
Okay. And this person is mentioning also the cultural heritage call that we had recently. And I am really enjoying going through the cultural heritage list that you sent out with the further issues to clear. So it would be great to hear from some other people who are now doing that whole life cultural enslavement clearing that Ron was very generous and let us purchase for half price, and also getting getting it unlimited as well. So half off and then no charge for the unlimited. So thank you for that, Ron. And I'd love to hear how people are feeling. It's been, what was that, September 10th, I believe we did that call. So I'd love to hear if anyone has any more testimonials about that, especially the ongoing part. Okay, so Ron, you have said that we can use our any clearings we've bought on our pets. So a listener has a question. She has a very small little bird. And does she need the nano clearing? She's 15 months old. I don't know if that matters. So that nanotechnology's clearing, would our pets need that as well, or is that just for people?
Well, I think anything that's living could use that clearing. But, you know, the nanotechnology for humans is just to take away, you know, it's to numb you out and to bring forth illnesses and programs and implants to activate these things that's been put inside of you. So for a bird, if there's a health condition, let's just say that the bird you think has a lung problem, respiratory problem. Well, that could be nanotechnology, but typically the bird's not going to do much here other than fly around and chirp or something and eat, so it's not really going to change society. Where humans that can think may have another way of looking at life here as they get these implants and mind control programs off of them. So for a bird, it's really not going to be affected that much unless there's a physical problem. Where, you know, let's just say that you're listening to the news, unfortunately, you happen to tune into it one day out of the year, or you saw a bunch of birds dying, okay? Then you might say, gee, maybe it's nanotechnology. So then you may want to do a nanotechnology clearing on your bird. Other than that, it probably doesn't really need it, you know. You could do it on it, but I don't know if it's going to be a benefit. But, you know, if you've done it for yourself, then try it for your bird.
Okay. Well, good. I would have guessed that you'd say it's worth trying. Why not? Okay. Okay, someone wrote in a testimonial about the alien mind fog clearing. Upon recommendation by another listener from last Saturday's program, who endorsed listening to the archive of January 31st, 2014, to learn about the free alien mind fog clearing, I was amazed at all the useful information on that archive. I was inspired to run the mind fog removal clearing overnight for two nights in a row. I believe it is allowing me more clarity of awareness and helps the other clearings work better, especially the mental whole life clearing. It is worth it to listen to the pleasant conversation on the archive. Thank you, Ron, for the free clearings, which allow for greater learning and hearing what you teach. It is getting through.
Great, wonderful.
Yes, and that is a really, I wholeheartedly agree, that's a really wonderful clearing to do. So it's interesting that this person brought up sleep, because another listener has been running the alien attack page all night while they sleep, and the abduction clearing while they sleep, and they've activated an object that I guess, you know, must be soothing and comforting in their room, and it's helping, but they're asking for help from listeners and would like to hear what else people might run at night to help them sleep better. So there's a suggestion. The alien mind fog might really help this person, and if people have any other ideas about that, please send them in.
So let's go to the light ship, everybody.
So my cell phone is a little low on charge, so we'll see. I can probably do the show, no problem, but if we get cut off, I'd rather, you know, do the do this right now.
Okay.
I'm probably down to maybe 15% or something. So here we go. So this only works live right now for people listening to the program. And if you're on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. So definitely try to catch one of the shows that we have live on Saturday nights. And we're on Station 2 if you're on an archive right now. So Friday and Saturday are Station 2 on BBS, same time and same station. So here we go. When you go to the light ship, you can be bi-located out of time. And you're still going to be where you are, have that consciousness, but everything around you might just shift, and you won't be corded to anything. You're going to be in peace energy, source energy. And here we go. And think of one condition that's physical that you'd like to work with. So here we go. Going up, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plant. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we're there now. And let's go first into, we'll go to the hot tub room to have some detoxification. We're in a golden type of watery gel solution with some bubbles. So that's happening to us right now. And we're going to go to the deer room. So there's three deers. You could decide what type you want, male, female, large, small. Maybe some baby deer, some fawns. It's up to you. So here we go. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, and five. And do you want to, you know, say out loud or whisper what you want to have worked with, one particular physical problem, and then also ask your body to accept this healing. So here we go. Deer room. Here comes the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Another suggestion for a room, which is the bear room. And here we go. Could be a black bear if you like, or a brown bear, or even a white bear, a polar bear, but your choice. There's three of them coming also. And they're light beings that will appear to you in your belief system that you're seeing as far as bears. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. And now we have elephants. So that, again, they could be large or small. So here we go. Elephant room. One, two, three, four, five. And again, make sure you request your healing. I had another request for floating magnets. That's a nice room to help release pain. And we do this a lot on all the different calls that we have, all the conference calls. We go into the floating magnet room a lot. Probably doing that tomorrow, too. So here we go. Floating magnets. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's go to another room. I'm going to go to the sunflower room and also the bumblebee room. So here we go. And the room with crickets. So here they come. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wonderful. And we'll have one more room here, the last room. And this will be the room with the dinosaurs. So request your healing. And here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll come back from the white ship now. So we're bringing forth our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming back down, I'm down to five. And you're going to feel the room shift a little bit as we come back, and things will start to kind of connect with you energetically. So coming back down, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're here now, so might want to comment if you would. We wouldn't have that many comments on how people felt going to the light ship, just the energy in that, 10 seconds of time that we go up and come back. Maybe you could comment on that, people. Send it to Skillet questions or, the chat box there. It'd kind of be interested. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Yes, as always, that was wonderful. Such a treat to go to the light ship. I always try to remind people, if you can only listen to one show live, try to make it the Saturday night show. All of the other shows are available as archives, and it's okay. It's still better, I think, to listen to them live, because every once in a while, Ron does something that can't be experienced a second time, so it's great to catch all of these shows. So we have a testimonial here about the object activation clearing. Object activations are powerful when used with proper intention, even for $1. They're referring to you can just pay $1 and clear one object, or you can also do it for a week and then clear all the objects you like. My life is completely transformed from just listening to music after not having that opportunity for so long. Charging them is a way to create wonderful divine space for healing. Thank you for taking care of all of us.
That's
so
good.
I believe he means he's cleared off, clearing his music that he's listening to. That's an interesting
that's
idea.
Good. Remember, the aliens work with odd harmonics, so that could be a problem. A lot of people like doing that harmonic clearing maybe once a month. So odd harmonics is when you hear something like a piano's out of tune or a guitar's out of tune, it kind of makes you, grimace a little bit. You don't like it because it doesn't sound right. You probably have all heard something like that. So that's what odd harmonics are. And it's discordant, so it kind of like fractures your spirit somewhat by doing that, by having it come into you, because everything in your body is even harmonics. That's why your body relates to everything that's in harmony. So anything out of harmony would be a problem. So, back to you again.
Okay. Another question. Hi, Ron. I derive a tremendous peace when doing your 5-day lifetime sample healings on your website. Is there any restriction on the amount of time we can run these sample healings?
I don't think there is, just that, they're only a sample. So, if they're connected to a whole lifetime clearing, then, do that. So, the sample ones are the alien ones. So you may want to go deeper. Let's just say that you're doing a lot of the head connectors and the satellite clearings and stuff, and you find out you're getting a lot of benefit out of it. Well, you may want to go in and do the $30 a month clearing where you get into the alien attack page and start removing more stuff from you to be more active with the alien stuff that's coming your way. And then you may even want to look at the clearings that would be like the mental barcode clearing. And there's a few other clearings that deal with the mind matrix energies, because that's what you're basically dealing with. So that's what I'd suggest. So back to you.
Okay. Another question about suggestions from listeners for healings. What clearings do you suggest for this person whose family member is facing very serious legal issues and has to go to court? I would, of course, right away say timeline crash, the incident, as much information as you have, the time, the date, the people involved, and just timeline crash the heck out of it.
Yeah, that's correct. And the fear of going to court is going to put you on a timeline that may not have you win, we'll say, or whatever, because you're in too much fear. So, that's what I would say. Just get out the timeline. Find out what the original situation is, what you're dealing with, and how does it relate to you, you know, and timeline crash that and see if there's a whole lot of emotional clearing or mental clearing or something that relates to that. So find out what the issue is, timeline crash, and then also clean it out of yourself. Remember, and then also you probably want to do your psychic billboard. Because that's going to be read when you go to court. They're going to see that and see your anxiety, your fear, whatever, and they'll know that, and, you know, you want to be neutral.
Oh, that's brilliant, Ron, yes. Yeah, so I really hope that person who has that concern is listening tonight. Good. That'll really help. Okay. Question about the spirit barcode. I got another one. I did it already on the transport, so even if I get another one, I know it's no worries. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay. So I'm a little confused, though. Are you saying if the person gets another spirit barcode, they don't need to clear it, or I'm not really sure what that meant?
Well, if you get a death barcode or you think you got a spirit barcode put on you, that's not necessarily a situation that you're dealing with as far as an emotional or mental problem. That's external to you, so they're not really taking stuff away from you. Remember, when you do clearings, you're taking away stuff that's in your DNA. That is put on you from the outside, okay? And so when you get that release, you could put it in the transport clearing, you know? Just make it simple. Whatever you do, put it into the transport clearing. But basically, that's external to you, coming into you, to cause you problems. Now, you know, if you had a situation, we'll just say, we talk about death barcode. So we'll say, yeah, I got a death barcode. Well, I looked at it, yeah, and I have one now, and, you know, maybe you had it for 6 months. You go, yeah, I remember that close call that I had where I almost stepped on a nail that was sticking up, and that could have just given me food poisoning, and I could have died. Well, I didn't do that, but the cold was on you. So then at that point, you may look at that and say, yeah, I had a death barcode. What's the problem here? Well, the problem is stepping on the nail. So clear that energy out of you. So does that help?
Yes. Yes, I think so. That's great information, as always, Ron.
Because the death barcode will keep repeating.
Right. Okay. Okay, we have a lot of people are writing in requesting the alien to light, clone to light, and alien human hybrid to light free clearings, because they were mentioned recently on a show. So we have a few of those requests. I'll send them out tonight. And those are wonderful free healings that Ron gave us. And someone else wrote in saying, I felt like I'd been through a battle all night when I woke up this morning. Did something big go on last night, or was it just full moon stuff? So I guess it's...
Yes, I mentioned the first part of the... We got on. Yeah, they were screwing with the earth again. So, yeah. So if you were enlisted, you're battling more than likely with the aliens. So that would be a yes.
Right, okay.
If it's too hard for you during the process, and you really don't want to do it any longer, then you can just say you don't want to be enlisted, or you want to do something else, you don't want to do any battling. So that's your choice. Like I said, when we enlisted people maybe, 4 months ago or whatever, I said this will not be a cakewalk like the other ones that we had for enlisted people. This is going to be real intense, real rough, and, you know, you could wake up and feel sick and not want to go to work. Protecting the planet here. So it's your choice if you still want to be enlisted. Is it going to get better? Probably not for a while. Might get worse. So, you know, I can't. All I know is that they're doing things every night now. And, you know how the aliens are. They do what they want to do. And, unfortunately, we're dealing with it. So, I guess, fortunately, we're dealing, not unfortunately. But that's what's happening. Back to you.
Okay, we got a nice testimonial from someone who enjoyed the lightship tonight. They say, my back feels much better after being in the creation lightship room with the floating magnets. That is a good one. And I'll just remind everyone that tomorrow is the eight-hour call where you can spend 8 hours on creation lightship and requesting healings, and Ron clears all the alien energies away from us.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so this is might be kind of a big, well, maybe it'd be nothing, might be a big thing, Ron. You already have the Death Blu-ray free clearing and on the website, and this person is writing in to say they were attacked by a red ray. Can you please look into this? And what they did is on the Death Blu-ray clearing, they wrote in, remove Death Red Ray. That was very smart, I think. So do you have any information about that, Ron, or anything to add?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm not saying that that's not correct and real, but I don't have anything to comment on, you know. Unfortunately, you know, the aliens will never ask your permission how they want to harm you. They just do it because they can. So that's why we have the website mainly dedicated to, you know, alien stuff. You know, I never wanted to do alien clearings until they started interfering with what I wanted to do here. And at this point, you know, it looks like everything is sort of changing, and as far as the way the light is treating the alien, well, let's just say all gloves are off now. So anyway.
Well, that's very nice to hear, Ron. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, so in a sense, we're wearing T-shirts that state the only good alien is a dead one. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. Are there any healings, Ron, that you feel we should do now? Like, is there something we need to so that we can, I don't know. I know that there's no guarantee of any kind of protection, but something to keep us strong. Are there any that you would lean on more than others?
No. Be here now and mind a heart drop. You know, you want to be in the present moment. You don't want to go up on timelines, and they're creating all these timelines to harm us. And they're going to make your, in a sense, just keeping it very, very simple. They will take your energy from your mental body and switch it over to your emotional. So when you start thinking of something going on, then instead of it, it'll be emotional thinking versus mental thinking. And the emotional could be more harmful to you. So, anyway, you have something here with the Civil War. Can you read that, Anne? It might be interesting here for some
people. I sure can. Yeah, thank you. Somebody, a listener, a helpful listener, sent this in for us because Ron does suggest if you're feeling off, on a particular day, it might be good to check that Today in History website. I think that's where this comes from, and that could be something throwing from the past, throwing us off in the present. So in Maryland, on the East Coast, I guess the state of Maryland, there was a Battle of Antietam beginning early in the morning of this day in 1862. Confederate and Union troops in the Civil War clash near Maryland's Antietam Creek in the bloodiest one-day battle in American history. Wow. So there was a lot of that serious. It marked the culmination of Confederate General Robert E. Lee's first invasion into the northern states guiding his Army of Northern Virginia across the Potomac River in early September 1862. The general daringly divided his men, sending half of them under the command of General Thomas Stonewall Jackson to capture the Union garrison at Harper's Ferry. As savage and bloody combat continued for 8 hours across the region, the Confederates were pushed back but not beaten. There were 15,000 casualties. That's really hard to believe. And then there was another attack at the same time. A Union general, Ambrose Burnside, attacked the Confederates on a bridge. Also, I guess all of this happened in Maryland. So the long strokes of that are 15,000 people died. So think of how many were affected at that time in the state of Maryland. You might even live near these places. I probably mispronounced or know of them or have traveled through there. So do we need any kind of clearing around that incident in the past?
Boy, I don't know. That's pretty heavy for me. The people that died is probably good in a sense because they're dead. But you could have 100,000 people, missing arms and legs and having problems for the rest of their lives, you know. I'll work on this evening sometime, you know, after the program. During the night to release energies here. I can't do it right now. I don't. It would probably take me about 3 hours to take away the trauma and everything, you know.
Right. And if that's something that affected you, then it's something that you probably want to clear. Maybe some of those years or whatever, and you can find that same thing on that Today in History.
Yeah, definitely clear that and do timeline crashes on it. Because you could be living on a timeline as one of those people. So, you know, that's very, very important.
Okay, someone else wrote in, Ron, thank you for the trip to the lightship. It could help me enough to understand what is happening to people right now. We'll do the mind-to-heart drop and other things mentioned. So they're appreciating you, Ron, and appreciating the... okay. Somebody else asking for the To the Light clearings. Yeah, those are great. Okay. So here we go. Somebody, another free healing you have, Ron, is the black mist goo, which you always talk about. We should just, you know, do so every so often and maybe run it all night while we're sleeping. So a person has a question. Years ago, my mind was blacked out for timelines. Was that the black goo, or was it something else doing that?
I don't think it was black goo. It was something else, but I don't know what the something else was.
Okay. Okay, so someone wrote in a summary of what I read about the Civil War. It was a one-day horrible war. And the website it came from was history.com. So thank you very much, listener.
And I mentioned in the past that awful things happen leading up to or around the 20th of each month, typically. Okay? And... you know, we have the winter and summer solstice, you know, that's what, the 20th, 21st, typically. So everything, you know, around the 20th of each month could have awful things. I think the 20th of this month is when they did atomic bomb testing, you know. So, I mean, and they did it, I think, year after year a couple times, so, nuclear things. So, you know, the 20th is a big day for each month. So if something's going to happen, it'll probably be on that because the aliens want to take the people's energy on the 20th or around that. So we're on the 17th now going into the 18th. So back to you.
Okay, so Ron, you have suggested that we natal barcode clear the dates, which I do, at least the days that we don't have a show, because you always do clear the date on the shows for us. So should we pay particular attention and always clear the whatever month we're in, the 20th, or maybe the 19th, 20th, 20th, and 21st?
Yeah, I would say so. That would be probably pretty good. You know, you might even pick, you know, we're in this month, so just kind of look at what happened, you know, in that, you know, couple of days before and after the 20th and see what happened. And you maybe even want to go into maybe next month and maybe the previous month and just see what's going on. But normally the 20th is a key point. Somehow they use the 20th a lot. Don't know why, but that's what they do. Remember, they can copy and paste stuff and, you know, have problems. I think the only reason why they used maybe 9/11, because I think back then, I think all the police cars had 9/11 on them for help. That's probably why they used 9/11, you know, back in New York for that particular incident, if I'm not mistaken. If it wasn't, you know, I may not be right, but we'll say that it was probably in the police cars. Everybody knew about 9/11 for emergency, okay? If they would have used 9/20, it would have happened on the 20th. Okay, so back to you.
Okay, somebody wrote in that 9/22, September 22nd, is when autumn starts this year. So that would be another important date, too.
Yeah, there'd probably be a lot of ceremonies, yeah. Probably ceremonies of the, you know, the people doing stuff.
Right.
You bring forth the, you know, the little God energies out there. So, yeah.
Okay. So I'll just read a little more, like, follow-up on the that date in history the person sent in. On the morning of September 18th, which would be tomorrow, both sides gathered their wounded and buried their dead. Ugh. That night, Lee turned his forces back to Virginia. His retreat gave President Lincoln the moment he had been waiting for to issue the Emancipation Proclamation, an historic document that turned the Union effort of the Civil War into a fight for the abolition of slavery and eventually led to the end of slavery in America. Okay, so some things are good and some are bad. I heard I was thinking about how this might work with people who are doing the cultural enslavement whole life clearing, that I heard a news person was interviewed the other day, and they said, you know, history changes things. What if our beliefs aren't really correct? What if in the future people look back and the presidents that we think are good aren't so good, and the ones we thought were so bad weren't so bad? And, like, what if history tells us and we learn that really Lincoln wasn't even a good president? And I thought, wow, that's sort of mind-bending, because I think people universally think of him as, ooh, one of our really great presidents. So maybe some kind of, I don't know, maybe just clearing some presidents on the cultural enslavement clearing might be a good idea, Ron. What do you think of that? Presidents and parties, perhaps, like the Democratic Party, the Republican Party?
Yeah, I'd say that might be okay, but I wouldn't get attached to them to begin with.
Right.
So, you know, it's sort of like, do you want to be attached to the word death? That means death is going to be following you. You probably don't want to do that. Okay, so that means something, but, you know, why would you want to be attached to somebody's name and also dates? So, and whether or not a person from the past is a good person or a bad person or whatever, because it's going to be duality. So I wouldn't even, you know, be connected to anything. Just be in the present moment, because what other people think about something or believe is their belief. Don't make it yours. So my battery is getting low.
Okay. Well, we're close to the end, Ron. So, if you just want to do the mind to heart drop for us, and we'll see. I know many of you on tomorrow's call that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time, And the information about that, again, is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. Thanks, everyone listening, and thank you, Ron.
Okay, so through the mind of heart drop, everybody. And just, you want to do this out loud. You can whisper it if you wish, but try to do it, you know, maybe every hour or so. So you first want to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. That's simple. And now to facilitate that action, you want to count from 10 to 1 backwards three times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Ann. And blessings, everybody. Hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow, our 8-hour call, 10 o'clock Pacific. Getting rid of alien critters that live inside of you. Bye, everyone. Thank you.